get 1,000 hugs from 10,000 Reese's Puffs as they tried to teach me how to beat 'em up. Reese's Puffs above my head, a Reese's Puffs bowl beneath my bed. My Reese's Puffs is just hanging by a thread.
In my bowl. Wow. Nowadays all cruise control. Wow. I got Reese's Puffs in my bowl. Wow. And just like that, I'm on a roll. Reese's Puffs, Reese's Puffs, peanut butter chocolate flavor. Reese's Puffs, Reese's Puffs. In the AM, it's the flavor I savor. Peanut butter and chocolate too. Oh. You know how I do, that's what I wake up to. My Reese's Puffs inspired this rhyme. That peanut butter chocolate combination's on time. Reese's Puffs, Reese's Puffs. 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 Reese's Puffs, Reese's Puffs.
You know, after that last bit of peanut butter and chocolatey goodness, it's almost like I want to get some Reese's Puffs myself and eat them up, eat them up. Alas, I do believe that our time together has come to an end. But as always, it's been a pleasure. This is Howard Roland. This has been Nothing New Under the Sun. And you are still listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And I hope that you have a wonderful day.
Hi.
Hello, good morning. there was some difficulty in arriving this morning,
yeah.
But we made it.
We made it.
And
8:12.
8:12. This is DJ Lester, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Test Freeform Radio.
Woohoo!
Ooh. This is our last show of the semester.
Is it?
Right? Because, yeah, it is.
Oh, you're not going to be here next Saturday?
I mean, I am, but I can't do it without you.
I'm going to be here next Saturday.
You're going to be here next... Yeah. Never mind. I take it back. Wow. You know what? What a discovery to make. it's also going to snow today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is pretty wild.
Yeah. I mean, I thought it would be kind of poignant because it would be snowing on our last show. But never mind. You know? Things change.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Well, since it's going to be, I guess, the first snow of the year.
Yeah.
Here, anyway. Really at here at Tufts University. So we were going to play snow-appropriate songs.
Yeah.
Make of that what you will.
Yeah, exactly. I know, it's pretty wild that right now is, or it's like, it, actually, I thought it would be snowing this morning already. So I was like waking up and I was like so excited to like open my curtains and like,
yeah.
And then it was just like the same. I was like, oh.
Yeah, but well, it's going to start snowing kind of halfway through the day, which is kind of inconvenient because then you have to, if you're leaving, you have to go dressed. Ready yeah. for snow.
Oh, really? I thought it was the opposite. I was like, I'm so excited. You can actually watch the snow kind of fall and, like, settle.
It's going to fall on you.
But, like, I don't know. You'll see it because I feel... I mean, there's, like, beauty to both things of, like...
That's true.
Seeing it already, like, yeah. fallen and then seeing the process.
Yeah.
But...
Anyway. We should get some tunes in.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in.
Have a good morning, everyone.
Of a life.
What song did you just play, Celeste?
Hello. I just played Love Me Like I'm Not Made of Stone by Lucky Lee. I'm mispronouncing their name. Apologies. But it's very good. And then you, before that, you were playing With You by Cathedrals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess we kind of, so we usually have a theme, or we try to,
yeah.
And then we kind of interpret it, and like you were saying, we kind of interpreted it in different ways. Sorry, I wasn't facing the mic earlier, but now I am. Yeah, you were saying we like interpreted it in different ways.
Yeah so you might get different flavors today.
Yeah, I thought you were gonna elaborate.
Oh, on like how I interpret. Okay, or, yeah. So yeah, I guess what I thought of, like, winter, because, like, I guess winter is, like, also winter acoustic, but I still feel like winter is, like, really moody and, like, kind of blurry in a way. So some of the songs that I picked today were kind of along those lines.
What about you?
How did you interpret it?
I mean, I had, like, from last year, I made, like, a playlist for, like, snowstorms. And I think because, like, the feeling of being in a snowstorm is that, like, it's relentless outside, but on the inside, that you're, like, watching it. And so, like, you're the calm within that chaos. And so, like, most of the songs on that playlist are very, like, like you were saying, like, acoustic, quiet, inclined, which I think is interesting because, yeah, now we're going to get very different genres. Or I might, like, try and switch it up and match you, which is also going to be fun. anyway.
Do you have any favorite memories related to snow, Celeste?
To snow? Like, my memories related to snow are so recent. But also, that I was, like... Oh, that was loud. But I was, like, in Vancouver when I was 15 with my family, and I just remember the moment when, like, we went up the mountain. It's a famous mountain, but I forget what it was called. Sorry, mountain. and, like, my grandma, like, all of a sudden, like, I just felt the snowball hit me. And I turned around, and it was my grandma, and I was like, what? Betrayal.
Oh my gosh.
And she's like not the kind of person at all who would throw a snowball. So it was kind of a beautiful moment. And really, like, there are just photos of me like kneeling on the snow and like dramatically being like, no, and my grandma. Yeah, it was great.
That's
yeah.
so cool.
Yeah, I was 15. It was actually a really good time.
So was that like a family vacation in Vancouver?
Yeah, and I do have family in Vancouver, so it was really like I was staying with them that day, and I've gone again to stay with them like on my own, which has been really great.
Yeah.
What about you? That was a good question. I'm curious about yours.
Yeah, I when you were saying your memory, I was like, oh wait, now I have to come up with one. But I actually have one. I like remember so. For those of you listening, some of you might know that I went to like a boarding high school in Western Mass. Shout out to the 413 telephone code if you are listening from you're from there. And yeah, I remember there was like a Saturday that was just like a blizzard had happened overnight, and it was just like so like at least like a good 2-3 feet of snow on the ground. And it was pretty wild. And then one of my friends, Acadia, who's an amazing photographer, was like, let's go down to the lower fields, which are like the athletic fields that we use in the fall and the spring, and like, you know, play in the snow and see what happens. And it was like windy enough that there was like still like snow whirling around. And so like me, Acadia, and our other friend Lee, we went down to like this like giant, to like the fields that were just laid with snow. And it was just wild because like obviously there was no one else there. So it felt very like pure and like untouched in a way, and like venturing into the wilderness. And it was so fun. We like went really deep into the fields, and like we were basically like not like hopping, but like because the snow was so high, we like were just like we couldn't really walk, like we just had to like plunge in like with every step. And it was just like really fun. It was pretty cold, but it was still super fun, and we got a lot of good photos out of it too. So that's like nice that I can like still look back on them sometimes and think of that.
Yeah, it's kind of beautiful.
It is.
Snow. There's something special about snow.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's
head back to the tunes.
Continue our tribute. Here we go.
A little bit of my control. I open up my heart just a little part, though my mind says no. If you're so close to me, why do you remain a mystery? I've analyzed enough, feel like giving up when my doubts take hold. I can't dwell on it. Lately I've been going through hell. I keep lying to myself, I don't need nobody else, but I do, I need you. I can't sleep on it, maybe I've been thinking too deep on it.
I've been lying to myself. I don't need nobody else, but I do. I need you. I need you. I need you. I need you.
Yeah. It's not hard to tell. You've already peered beyond my veil. I let you look inside. It's too hard to hide, 'cause you know me well. And maybe I'm confused. Maybe I ask too much of you. I tend to overthink almost everything when I should let it be.
I can't dwell on it. Lately I've been going through hell on it. I keep lying to myself. I don't need nobody else, but I do. I need you. I can't sleep on it. Maybe I've been thinking too deep on it. I've been lying to myself. I don't need nobody else, but I do. I need you. Won't you let me know? I'm in the dark. This doesn't feel like home. I've tried my very best. Oh, why I must confess. At times our love is much too much to hold. I can't dwell on it. Lately I've been going through hell. I keep lying to myself. I don't need nobody else, but I do. I need you. I can't sleep on it. Maybe I've been thinking too deep on it. Oh, I've been lying to myself. I don't need nobody else, but I do. I need you.
Oh, hey.
night. All right, what did you just play?
Oh, yeah. Okay, that was Warm on a Cold Night by Hun? Hun?
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, anyway, but you guessed, so I was like, oh, do you know them?
Oh,
but
no, I just really like, that's a very, like, evocative.
Yeah, it's a great, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good, I kind of discovered their music this summer, and it's very good for listening to on the train, like, on the commute, because it's, like, it's got a good beat.
Yeah.
And with, like, the forward motion, you know.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, commute songs.
Yeah.
Those are nice. Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely had, like, a whole playlist of commute songs. It was, yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah.
You just played Hardest Part by Laura Welsh.
By Laura Welsh. And John Legend.
And yeah. John Legend. Oh, yeah. There's no John Legend there. But yeah. Shout out to John Legend.
Yeah, I like him.
Yeah.
He's a cozy singer.
Okay. Oh, yeah, we should do shout outs.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of shout outs, three of my favorite people in the entire world are listening all together right now.
Wow.
I know.
What?
What? Yeah, my lovely parents and sister.
Wait,
yeah,
that's so great.
I know. They're already back together in Hong Kong. And they actually sent me like a Christmas tree photo today. They're just like, just waiting for Emily to get back. I'm like,
oh,
so
my
true.
Goodness.
I just have 1 week left. So, yeah, so it's very exciting.
I love that, like, you'll be going home, you'll be going home to something, you know, and not, yeah. like, that there's something very specific and concrete that you can look forward to when you're home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was, like, very so anchoring. Great. I feel really grateful for that, because I feel like, for a lot of folks, like, winter break, like, they won't be able to see family, and so it's, like, really nice for me that I can do that.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Aww. Okay. See, who'd I want to shout out? I guess like there's
they don't have to be listening. Who's someone you want to give a shout out?
Yeah,
to
well
week?
Also just like lots of things that I'm really grateful for, lots of people that I'm really grateful for. Yeah, like what happened? I mean never mind. I feel like there's a lot of I want to say that wouldn't be appropriate on air.
Oh, okay.
No, not that kind of like not that kind of thing, just like yeah, like there I mean okay, so like I'm not gonna be here next semester, and so like there's a lot that is hard to say goodbye to, but also feels right to leave.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's a good mix of feelings I feel like to have, because it's like
I don't know about that
really
because like sorry I didn't mean to cut
oh,
you
no,
off
no,
but,
no,
like,
no, you're fine.
It's like aggressive. I just think especially right now, I haven't really prioritized, like, figuring out where I am or, I don't, blah.
Because you're kind of, like,
yeah.
busy with,
with lots of things.
These sorts of, like,
yeah.
wrapping up of things. And, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, like, I have friends who are going abroad, and they're throwing, like, I'm going abroad parties, you know? And I'm just like, wow, that's a lot. Like, I don't think anyone's gonna miss me that much. But okay. And if they are, like, they can just tell me in person. And we don't need a going abroad party. But it would be fun to do that if I could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do wonder the, like, what these kinds of gatherings really mean. Or like, what they're for. Yeah, because, like, I'm the kind of person that has a lot of, like, friends in different places of the campus and school. So,
yeah.
Yeah, so I'm just, like, I'm curious if I got everyone in the same room, what that would look like.
I was thinking about that, too.
Yeah.
It would be, it's, like, here, everyone I love, come into this one room, and they'd all be so different, and they wouldn't really get along at all.
Yeah, exactly. So,
but it's interesting that we both have a similar, because I've always thought it has meant that I am like a kind of fragmented self, not in a bad way, but
right.
just like there are fragments of me in different
like
places,
separate parts, and
yeah,
different.
Yeah, but I don't think. Of you as like I feel that you're a very whole person. Like unified.
Yeah.
As
a, yeah, I feel like yeah, I don't know. I don't really have any immediate thoughts to that. I feel like it's I also like some of my friends that I feel like might not necessarily vibe with other my friends. It's like it takes time and like and so that's another interesting like thing in itself, like how people take time to like take shape in your relationship and like yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, we are at that point of school where we've like been with people for like a few years now, I guess. So,
which is crazy.
Yeah,
to think about.
Which is really, yeah.
Yeah. On that note.
On that note.
Back to the tunes, everyone.
So I decide that
almost at the end of the show.
Yeah.
And so we're going to do a public service announcement. And, okay. So the United States has the world's largest documented prison population, both in absolute and proportional terms. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, more than 2.2 million prisoners are behind bars in the U.S., a rate of 730 per 100,000 people. China, which is four times more populous than the United States, is a distant second, with 1.51 million people in prison, a rate of 117 per 100,000, while Russia has the second highest rate, 606 per 100,000, for a total of 865,000 prisoners. These are numbers to think about. A message in the public interest.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
It's like definitely important to like remind ourselves that this is really something that's so scary, but it's also like, it's so invisible
yeah.
to us, like, you know, walking every day around our campus here, but it's, yeah.
Yeah.
Important.
So,
yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Thank you for tuning in.
Yeah.
We have. Yeah.
Yeah. We still have a little while in our set, so we'll probably play one or two more songs. But
mm-hmm.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in. This is 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Yeah.
Enjoy your weekend.
Don't give up on me. I'll hit the game winner. Take a chance on me. Baby, don't give up. I'll hit the game winner. Take a chance on me. Baby, 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 baby. Don't leave me. Don't give up. I'll hit it, baby. All you gotta do is never give up. been together for a minute. Oh, said I only wanna be with you. Said this thing we've been doing, girl, I know you're with it. Oh, no, no. Said I only wanna be with you. Single. My love.